So apparently being an adult means you can do everything right and still feel like you're losing.
Speak for yourself. I'm delusional and thriving.
Okay. Okay, humble queen. Let's get into it. Welcome back to Sisterhood Tea Party, the podcast where we unpack adulthood, friendship, healing, and the occasional meltdown.
If you're looking for the perfect people, we're not them, but we are still showing up.
And today we're catching up because life has been a lot. Let's spill.
Before we spiral too far into our life updates, we need to pause and thank the sponsor of today's episode, Tona Activewear, because honestly, when life feels unhinged, at least my outfit doesn't have to.
Facts. There's just something about putting on a cute matching set that tricks your brain into thinking you're thriving. Tona was actually founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, so the quality is very, I have my life together, even if you're just faking it till you make it.
And the reviews are wild. People are saying it's basically a push-up bra for your butt. Like, if leggings can emotionally support me and physically support me, I'm in.
Same. And even though we haven't tried them yet, everyone raves about how they don't slide down, they stay in place, and they feel like a second skin, which is key because if I have to adjust my leggings one more time during downward dog, I'm just going to go home.
Ugh, that's so real. So if you're in your trying to get your life together era, or at least look like you are, go check them out at tonaactive.com. Use our code SPILLTHETEA, all one word, for 16% off. It's actually the highest discount they offer anywhere.
And yes, we do earn a small commission when you use our code. So you're basically supporting the podcast and supporting your glutes. It's like charity work.
Links in the show notes and on our deals page. Now, back to us pretending that we have our lives together.
Okay, before we trauma dump in a cute way, let's ground ourselves on just what's been going on in our lives lately.
Yes, okay. So what's been going on in life? What's the vibe for you, girl?
The vibe is exhaustion. Life has been truly testing me lately. Work is, I always say my day job is overwhelming. I also, a while back, got to play mom for like a week because my niece stayed with me and now she's staying with me again for at least 2 weeks. So as, you know, a child-free person, that is a lot, okay? To have a five-year-old in my house, it's a lot. And then like on top of that, the world is just crumbling around us every day. And frankly, I'm just trying to find joy in the little moments because my head is constantly spinning and I am exhausted.
Ugh, girl, I know. There's so much happening lately. Like, I feel like every day I turn on the news, I'm like, oh, another thing. Or I'm on social media. Oh, another thing. It's just, it's exhausting. And so I agree. The vibe is exhausting. I'm curious though. It really is. But I'm curious though, what is the one thing you may have, like, you've learned with having a five-year-old in your home? Knowing that you were child-free?
That's a really good question. What is the one thing I have learned?
Just with the experience of like having a five-year-old around and like just routines and different things like that.
Yeah. Like, okay, so I will say the biggest thing is like how little time they have in the evenings after like work, right? So like we pick her up. Like I leave the house normally at 5 to go pick her up and her school is 30 minutes away from me. So it takes a full hour to pick her up and get her home. And by then it's 6 and her bedtime's at 8:30. So like we have 2.5 hours for her to eat, for her to like have some enjoyment and not just be like strict regimen, you know, like have a little bit of fun. She's been at school all day. If she does have an assignment, we got to do something there. Like they're usually fun stuff, but still crafting takes a while. And I got to like get her showered and in bed within 2.5 hours is crazy. And like, sure, I could have her shower in the morning, but like, then you have to like pack that all into the morning, which is a lot when you got to like get someone there on time. So like, I think that's been the realization is like actually how little time I feel like parents probably have with their kids in the evenings before it's like their bedtime. So that's
oh, absolutely. Yeah, that is really insightful. And I feel like that's so true. Even just like, no, I'm serious. Like, obviously I have my nephew. And so when I'm visiting, I get to watch him and like, he's around too. And the same thing, like stick to his routine. And now that he's in pre-K, like, you know, there's just so much happening. And I'm like, wow, you really have to like,
go, go, go.
It's all about that. Go, go, go. But also like prioritize and like figure out like, okay, timing everything right. So you don't feel like you're missing or dropping the ball on things.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like, yeah, this next 2 weeks, you know, maybe I'll have some more learnings because she'll be here longer, but stay tuned on my I need like a cool name for it, like live in anti-duties or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to, I'm like.
Yeah, let me brainstorm. Like thinking, like, I need to brand
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then you can talk about your experiences, like somebody who is child-free having to do, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, and talk about that dynamic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Stay tuned. But what about you?
I'll be ready.
What's going on in your life?
Lots, you know. I don't remember if I had shared with you that I had gone to New Orleans earlier this month.
I knew you were going, but I didn't hear. I didn't, like, we haven't caught up to hear, like, how it was and stuff.
You see, and we were supposed to, and then life happened. Mm-hmm. So, yes. So, I was basically gone all of October, it felt like. I went to New Orleans in the beginning, and it was for a work trip. So, I had a great time. That was also my first time in New Orleans. I loved it, even though everyone's like, oh, but it's dirty. I'm like, yes, but it was still a vibe. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. I got to eat my beignets and I went to Café du Monde and I also got a frozen coffee, which nobody talks about the frozen coffee. It is freaking delicious with the beignets. I'm just saying. It's a great little addition.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Wait, did you go to the Vampire Cafe?
Oh, yes. Okay. Let me tell you about the Vampire Cafe. So I walked up in there, right? Mm-hmm. And the lady was so, like, the lady was nice, but I couldn't, I also was like trying to figure out her vibe. And so I was like, oh yeah, one of my friends. So you, I was like, oh yeah, one of my friends told me to ask you about the speakeasy. She's like, please don't. Oh. And I said, oh, and she's like, just kidding.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. Okay. And so I'm
like,
were
you like sitting at the bar when this happened?
I was at the bar. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yes. And I was like, no, I don't know what to do. Cause I'm like, I've never been here. Was not expecting that reaction. So I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting there and these two men come up.
Ugh.
And so these two men come up, you know, and they sit there and at first they were fine for like 2 seconds and they open their fucking mouth and they were like, what you drinking? And I'm like, this is what it is. I got that, you know, that drink you told me about.
Oh wait, you got the blood bag? Did you get the blood bag?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The blood bag. I was like, it's a blood bag, like the. And so I guess it only came, I think it only comes in like two flavors, I believe, or something. So I ended up getting, I think I got the sangria one. Very good. Cause it looked like actual blood. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So they were like looking at the menu or whatever, and they ordered their drink fine, but it comes in and it's like a regular drink. They're like, wait a second. We thought this regular drink came into a blood bag. And the bartender was like, oh man. Did y'all not even read the menu? Like, she was so sassy. She was like, did y'all even read the menu? She's like, it clearly says, like, and I was like,
oh my God, I
read
love her.
Them. It was so funny. The only thing that they were good for was taking my picture of me in the blood bag. That was it. And then I like drank that thing real fast because I was kind of uncomfortable. And she was like, here you go. And she slipped me the card for the speakeasy, which I never actually ended up going to.
Oh, it man. Just,
I was... I know. I ended up not feeling that great after. So I was like, because I was planning to go back, but I was like, no, I'm really, really tired. And then fast forward, I got sick. So spoiler alert, that sucked. But up until then, I was like, oh, this is great. So she ended up giving it to me and she was like, are you okay? Like she was checking in on me. She's like, are you good? Like, do you need me to have them leave? And I'm like, no, like I'm leaving. Like I have things to do. So I left and I walked around a little bit, like walked around like the French market and picked up a little cutie shirt. So but yeah, it was great. I had a good time.
I'm so glad you liked it. Yes. I love New Orleans. Like love. Like yes. I just like, I'm always like, yeah, I'll go back. Of course. I love it.
I feel like that's your, like, it's like your city. Like, yes. I feel like that's a vibe for you.
Oh,
you know,
100%.
So I'll probably, I would like to go back again, obviously not on a work trip and have time to actually explore and do all the things. So that's to come, maybe in 2026. And then when I came back, obviously I was sick. So I was recovering through that. And then I went to Kansas for like a week-ish. Got to see family, which was so much fun. And then we celebrated our Nigerian Independence Day. So every year they have a celebration and they do it honestly across the nation. There are different Nigerian association chapters. And so I always go back to Kansas for this one. It was a great time. Got to be in the fashion show. It was a vibe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I love that.
Yes. So we had a good time. Good food, good vibes, all the things. Open bar. Can't go wrong.
Lots of dancing, I recall from the year I went. Lots of dancing.
Yes, yes. I really, oh, you got to come back. You know what I mean? It's always a good time.
I know. Maybe next year. Let me know when it is, like, or like remind me when it's, like, I'm assuming it's the same like month every year. So remind me leading up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Always in October.
Oh, yeah. Olivia would be thrilled. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, that's pretty much what's going on.
You've been busy.
I really have been. But it's nice to be back for a little bit. And now I say that as I'm getting ready for yet another work trip. So
yeah.
I am a jet setter in the fall. It happens every year. And I think you know this. I'm always gone. Mm-hmm. So, but I love it.
Living.
It's fun.
Absolutely living.
Yes. So, okay. Obviously, that's what's top of mind for us, but let's cast a little wider net, if you will. And we're going to rotate through some of the other mini topics that show just how chaotic life has been for us.
Yes, let's do it. Okay, first up, what's new in the career space?
Huh, okay, well, in terms of like my day job, nothing major. It's just busy. It's startup life. So I just feel like I'm being pulled in 8,000 different directions, but it's still very fulfilling. It's just a lot happening all at once. I feel like there's always this phrase, which I hate that I'm even going to say it, but it's building the plane while you're flying it.
Oh yeah. The corporate jargon speaks.
Drinking out of a fire hose.
Oh, yeah.
Sticking spaghetti to the wall and seeing what sticks. Like, that's what it is.
If you don't work in corporate, like, just know we're all insufferable. We all say these things.
Oh, we do. And it's funny because one side of me, I was like, oh, I hate it. But then I caught myself the other day being like, yeah, let's go ahead and put a pin in that. Why would I say that?
Circle back, you know, let's circle back.
We'll circle back in the new year, you know? Yeah. So on that side, it's great. Now more on my side hustle. As some of y'all already know, I don't even think I really talked about it much, but my studio, Cycle Bar McKinney, closed unexpectedly due to, issues, if you will.
And go check the Instagram for more details.
Exactly. Go check the Instagram for more details. Go check my story on TikTok. I talk about it on there. However, I don't really want to say too much because it is still in legal proceedings. Now, it's been very traumatic. It's been quite the journey, but I've been able to move on and take care of things. With that being said, I am now teaching at a new cycling studio. And my official schedule will start in a couple weeks, and I'll be teaching once a week, which will be really nice to kind of get back into another flow. And the best part of it is that I get to kind of sit back and just be an instructor and not have to lead a team right now, which is really, really nice.
Yay. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
What about you?
I don't have anything new going on, like, work-wise. It's just more work and more work and more work. Like, we've had a lot of people, like, leave recently, so we're definitely short-staffed, and it's crazy, and I'm feeling burnt out and exhausted, and it's fine. Everything's fine.
Fine, it's fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. You know that meme, you know, where it's, like, the little guy sitting there, and everything's on fire behind him, and it's just like, it's fine. That's my job right now. It's fine.
Anytime somebody says it's fine, that is the first thing that I think of. It's just like sitting there like, yep, it's all burning around me, but it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. Okay. What about, like, through the chaos, what routine or habit is saving you right now?
Sleep. 100% sleep. If I was not sleep, thankfully I've been doing a lot better about taking myself to bed on time, and trying to get quality sleep. I'm also of course my workout. So going on walks as much as I can. I've been switching up my workout routines lately. I've been taking more sculpt classes, which has been fun for me. Just something different, especially in the fall. I want something a little bit more cozy and, like, I don't know, like fall girl aesthetic vibes.
Yeah.
So sleep is major, but also just switching up my workout routine has been, like, keeping me sane in a sense and not feeling like, ugh. So I didn't want to hit that slump that everybody, you know, like the sad girl fall, was not trying to do that. So I was like, it's time to switch up. So more sleep, different workout routine.
Love that. Wait, are you enjoying the sculpt classes?
Oh my God. Yeah. I suck at it, but I love it. You know what I mean?
I've been trying to do more of them too. I love it. I agree. It's like, holy shit, this is hard.
It's so hard. And I know my strengths. Like, I know when I can be humbled, and it just challenges me in a different way. And that's why I like it, because you know, I've been doing other workouts for so long and you just, it's routine and you're just like, okay, this is boring, but I wanted something that like every day I go into that class and it's something different. We're working a different muscle group. It's more intense than others. And the best part of all, it's like mildly heated.
Yeah.
It's not like sauna vibes, but it's mm-hmm. also not like a regular temperature. It's very much just heated, comfortable, but you're definitely going to break a sweat in there.
Yeah. Mine are very heated. I think they're 90 degree ones and I
oh no, ma'am.
Die. The first time I went, I wore like a workout shirt that like went up to here. And then I wore long pants and I was like, I literally had to like sit down and just do the arm movements because I thought I was going to pass out if I did the leg movements with it. So now when I go, I'm like, yeah. Okay, shorts and the skimpiest little tank top I have to work mm-hmm. out in because I am just dripping. Yeah.
No, life's too short to be covered up in those classes. You have to go up in there because it's hot.
It's so
hot. And you want to be comfortable too and be able to move and do the like do all yeah. those different movements. You just got to change up what you're wearing. So
Well, so the routine for me, you? I'm very excited to share this. So I started Factor Meals.
Tell me more.
I'm obsessed. So I think I've talked about it before, but like, I hate cooking. And so I'll have this like plan and I'm going to be healthy and blah, blah, blah. And then the day comes where I need to cook or I'm going to eat my 3-day old meal that I meal prepped. And I'm like, ugh, like, I just can't do it. And I am not the kind of person who can just like strictly eat chicken and like broccoli. Like I need some kind of sauce. I need some kind of seasoning. Like I need it to taste good. I can't just eat something that doesn't taste good. And so mm-hmm. I was like, you know, chatting it up with Chat. And I was like, hey, Chat, act like you're my nutritionist. Like, help. And I discovered Factor Meals. And basically, they're honestly like little TV dinners, really. But I get 10 of them sent to me a week. And that gets me lunch and dinner Monday through Friday. And they're healthy and calorie smart. And they actually freaking taste good. And I just literally pop them in the microwave from anywhere from like 3 to 5 minutes, depending on what it is. And I get to like pick which ones I'm going to get every week. And so it's something different for every single meal. And it's great. And so in the last 3 weeks, I've already lost 9 pounds. And I've barely been working out in these 3 weeks because my niece was here for a lot of it. And it was just like chaos. And yeah. I already lost 9 pounds in 3 weeks. And I'm like, just from like sticking to this, it's been really great. It's so helpful. And I'm loving it.
I love that. Can you share maybe, you know, a promo code or a sign up code or something?
Yeah. 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 Yes. I'll share one. And honestly, like,
yeah, I've been,
if you're the kind of person who like already struggles and like eats out a lot, I don't think it's that expensive. Now, if you're someone who's already cooking at home all the time, it's probably going to seem expensive, but I was eating out all the time because I just hate cooking. So I'm like, honestly, this is cheaper than what I was spending on eating out. So like, it's been 100. Great.
Yeah. I've seen so many different ones out there. I've heard of Factor. There's another one that's very similar to it as well. And of course you have like the other options that are, you have to actually cook them. So like HelloFresh and things like that. So the fact that Factor, just you pick out what you want. It's already set for you. You pop it in the microwave or whatever and it's ready.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Now, are these frozen or are they refrigerated?
They're refrigerated. So I get 10 meals. You obviously pick your plan. So I do 10 meals. So lunch and dinner Monday through Friday is what I've been doing. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, I'm usually on the go. And then Sunday we do soup during football season. So I just did those days. And they last in the refrigerator. Like, I haven't had any issues. I will say I've tried to front load because I hate dry chicken. Like dry chicken's like the worst. So I do front load my chicken ones earlier in the week just mm-hmm. in case. You know what I mean? Like, but I haven't had any issue with any of the other stuff.
That's good. Now I'm like, that's going to be a great way, especially thinking of my travel schedule and how often I'm going to be out and about, that I really don't want to waste money on groceries if I'm going to be gone. And like, then I get to a day where I'm like, oh, I don't really feel like cooking. You know what I mean? So I feel like having those there, I'm like, okay, pop it in, go, and just keep it moving.
And you
like
probably that. Can freeze them too, but I just haven't looked into it. But I would imagine you could freeze them too if you like buy some and then you're going to be gone for a little bit. And like they're flexible where you can like freeze your subscription. You know, like you can skip a week and like do things like that when you're traveling, which is really nice. But yeah, I think it's great so far. I'm really enjoying it.
Okay, perfect. Yes, share a little promo code, share a little discount code, whatever you have, because I now want to try it.
Heck yeah. Okay, what is one thing you've learned about yourself recently?
I would say that I am more creative than I actually give myself credit for.
I love that.
And I say Yeah, because I've always for years have said, oh, I'm not creative. I'm not this. Like, I could never come up with something like that. But I really took the time to reflect. I've worked in marketing now for three and a half years. How am I not creative? You know what I mean? Like, how could I say that I'm not creative when I work in a space where I am supposed to be creative? I've come up with these different event experiences and these different activities that happen when we have conferences. And I'm over here being like, oh, I'm not creative. I'm very much creative. You know, my ideas are valued at the table, which is, I think, honestly, it's opened my eyes a little bit more, knowing that people agree and hear me and they want to know more. So, and then on top of that too, I've been teaching spin classes for almost 6 years. How am I not creative? Like, how am I saying I'm not creative when I'm literally coming up with a playlist on my own, putting things together, making it what I would consider a masterpiece. And then on top of that, coaching a class, doing the choreography, cueing every, like, that's creativity in itself right there. Mm-hmm. And making an experience an enjoyable one for everyone. So anyway, I just realized that I am a little bit more creative than I give myself credit for. And I need to just own that a little bit more.
So. I'm so happy for you that you're having this realization because you are creative. Also, you create content too. And you've been running this podcast too for over two years, right? So like, yeah, girl, yes. You're creative in all aspects of your life.
Yeah. And it's wild because it's like when you finally sit down and realize it, it's like, wow, I've really done all of these things. Yes. Podcast included. So yeah, I was just like, you know what? This is a win. This is a win for me.
I can't wait to see what's going to come from now that you have this awareness and like you leaning into it more too. Like that's exciting. Okay.
Yes, very true. Very true.
So for me, the thing I've learned about myself recently is that I feel like for a long time, right? I was on this like healing journey and I've talked about it a little bit on here before, but like we talk a lot about boundaries and setting boundaries and all of these things. And like, I feel like now I've seen moments where I've been tested on my boundaries and I've stood up for myself. And I feel like that's the thing where I'm like, okay, the work worked. Like I did it. Like I had an incident. I won't go into a ton of detail, but so I had a moment this week where there's someone in my life who really tested me and tried to make me feel bad about things that frankly I did not feel like I should feel bad about. And I thought this person should actually be, I don't know, maybe questioning their own actions about said situation. And in the past, I would have gotten really emotional and really sad and like held my tongue and then like felt it all inward. And I just let it rip. And I felt so good after that conversation, where I think old me would have been like afraid of the confrontation of it all and just like, oh, it's not worth it. Like, and I was like, actually, no, I do have things to say about this. And I felt so good because it didn't linger. In the past, it would have lingered for days. And instead I was like, I said it, it's done. I can go about my day now. And like, it was just really nice to know that I put in the work. I love
it. Absolutely. You should be proud of that because that takes a lot of growth. That takes a lot of work on your end to just realize, yeah, let me lean into everything that I've been doing and look what happens. You know what I mean?
That's good. Okay. What is a friendship moment that filled your cup lately?
Ooh, I love this one. So what was it? Last week, a couple weeks ago, one of my friends hosted. So she had like, I would say it's a mini housewarming. So she recently moved into this house, beautiful home. And she hosted what we were calling Witchy Wednesday. So we had some fall treats. She made a non-alcoholic cider. I brought in some non-alcoholic sangria. Just like a small group of us. And we just had a great little time snacking on all of our delicious things. And the best part of it was she had her boyfriend set up an outdoor movie for us. So he put up the projector and did all the things. And so around the little fire pit, we made s'mores. And we got to watch, what did we watch? Practical Magic outside. It was just, oh yeah. It was so good. It was so good. So that really, I needed that with all the chaos and all the things happening this month. That was a really nice way to just like see my friends and just like catch up and do cute fall things.
I love that. And Practical Magic is such a cute movie. I love it so much. And I wish I could have been there for that. That sounds so fun, especially like the projector. How cute.
Oh, It was so good. And it's funny, I've actually never seen Practical Magic. So it was just a great experience watching that movie for the first time, but also being outdoors. And it was the perfect weather for it. So
oh, I love that. Did you like Practical Magic?
I did. It was a really cute movie. So I would watch it again. I just feel like I didn't get the full experience because we were, I mean, of course, when the girls are together, we're yapping.
No doubt.
So I feel like I need to watch it again. Yes, yes. But I really, from what I was watching, I was like, oh, this is good. So
I love that. Well, a friendship moment that filled.
Yes. What about you?
Yeah, a friendship moment that filled my cup as I had my birthday dinner.
First of all, you looked beautiful in your photos, except the ones that Jamie took.
Divorce. No, I love him. But like, damn, dude.
It's so funny to me. Oh my gosh. But no, tell me more. It looked so cool.
It was so fun. So, we went to my neighbor Felix, which is like a really popular Mexican restaurant in town. I'd never actually been there before, but had a great experience. Like the staff was so lovely and it was just really good vibes. And it was like a nice Mexican restaurant. You know, it's not like it wasn't like bright fluorescent lights. It was like dim lights, like very cute. And all my friends came. It was so fun. A lot of my friends came, not everyone, but yeah, and it was good. And I was not expecting gifts, but I got gifts. And I was like, I didn't like truly like did not cross my mind and like never expected. And my favorite part about it is not just like cheesy gifts. It was like gifts that like they know me. You know what I mean? Like I got like a dragon book and like a little dragon head. And like, you know, I'm a nerdy dragon lover. So like I was like, oh my, like it was just really nice. And then afterwards I went out for drinks at View House with a couple of the girls that came and it was fun and I just felt so loved and like it was like very main character energy. Like at one point everyone was like shining their flashlights to get a good photos and stuff for me and it was like I was like, you know what, I love this. It was great.
That makes me so happy. Thanks, I do love a good birthday and I'm so happy that you were celebrated and you felt loved and seen and all the things because you deserve that. Aww. And I'm glad that you decided to follow through because I know we talked like earlier about making friends.
That was my big goal.
Building that community because one of your goals was to celebrate your birthday with a community of your friends. And the fact that you did that, like that just makes me happy. Thanks. So I love it.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun. I'm really grateful for everyone who came and got dressed up. And it was a good vibe. Even like my brother-in-law who like, he says he dresses up for work now, but I don't obviously see him at work. I literally never see him dressed up. Like even he dressed up and I was like, if anyone at this event wasn't going to dress up, I would have guessed it was him. And he looked so nice. And I was like, thank you. Like, I just feel special. It was really great. Yeah. Okay. Last mini question. What is a hill that you'll die on this week?
It is anonymous accounts should not exist on social media.
Ooh.
Let me explain. So I made two videos yesterday about just my dating experiences. Cause I'm like, okay, sometimes the creative juices flow. And I was like, let me go ahead and rack up some engagement. So on one of the videos, I can't remember which one it was. It was probably the one that said I should have been meaner actually to the man that wasted my time. So I said that and someone commented, some anonymous account, blacked out picture, dumbass username, commented. He was like, it takes two. And he put a bunch of clown emojis. And I'm like, did you even read what this said? I said that I should have been meaner to the guy that was emotionally unavailable and immature. I didn't do anything in that situation. I was mature. I was ready for a relationship. He was not. And so he's like, it takes two. I was like, does it? And so my girl Corey hopped on there and read him to filth. And then I went on there and read him to filth, called him a princess because you know what? If you're going to go low, I will go lower. And so I was like, thanks for the engagement, princess. And then his comment disappeared. It said, comment not available.
Aww, got his feelings hurt.
Sorry.
Poor man.
Wah, wah, I don't give a fuck because why are you on my page? And honestly, that's what pisses me off because you would never say that to my face. I don't care who you are. If you have an anonymous account, you feel big, bad, and bold to post something like that on not just my page, but like any other person's page, you wouldn't say it to their face. I would put money on it. You would never, ever say it to somebody's face.
Agreed.
You wouldn't. Agreed. Because anything that I put on social media, I'm saying into your face. I'm saying into your face. If I leave a comment, I will meet you and I will say it to your face.
100%.
Anything I talk about, I will say it to your face. Yes. So that is what I will die on that. Anonymous accounts should not exist. You should go through a process where you have to upload a picture. You have to be verified. And that's how it is. Say it with your whole chest. Mm-hmm. Don't hide behind your keyboard warrior. Mm-hmm. Okay. Say it with your whole chest.
Anyway. Comment access revoked unless real photo is there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You have to go through all the checks. But anyway.
I love that.
That's wishful thinking.
I love that. Okay. The hill that I am dying on this week is people who are happy about the loss of SNAP benefits are not good people. And this goes back to just like the fall of the world around us, but shit pisses me off. It blows my mind that there are people, and I made a video about this, who lost their jobs because they said, welp, about Charlie Kirk, said, well, kind of said this is what he stands for, so I don't really feel sad about it. But people aren't losing right. their jobs when they're in the comment section saying, good, those people shouldn't get SNAP benefits. Those people are abusing the system. Those people don't deserve to eat. And I'm just like, first of all, do you realize we're literally talking about food on the table? Food on the table. I will never understand how people think that that is not, like, frankly, a basic human right. Like, so people should just starve. Like, I don't understand it, especially in situations where there are freaking kids involved. Like, oh, you're all pro-life until it comes to actually helping to make sure that the kids can eat. It pisses me off. And I frankly think that if you are celebrating this and that you are happy about this, that you are not a good person, period, full stop. And I will die on that hill.
Period. That's all that needs to be said. Mm-hmm. It's everything's selective when it comes to things in this country. Everything is selective. It's so frustrating to me. It's so frustrating and I hate it.
Yeah. It's exhausting. It's like, and like, it's just going to get mm-hmm. worse when it goes into effect. Obviously it will be in effect by time this is posted, but I'm just like,
yeah.
Yeah. It makes me sick. And I think for me, the thing is, it's just like the overwhelming sheer number of people who are celebrating is what is crazy. And if you are someone who was in my freaking comment section saying, I haven't seen anyone celebrating, let me tell you right now. Okay. Go to a random Midwest news website or news Facebook page, right? One of the Kansas ones. I'll be specific. Go to any of the Kansas ones. Okay. Go to the comment section. That's where they are. Okay. So if you aren't seeing it, you live in a bubble. You live in a bubble because it exists in the masses.
Yep. And they're choosing not to see it either. Yeah,
100%.
So there's that too.
100%.
Oh, I haven't seen anything. Have you opened your eyes?
It's not that hard to find.
Because it's literally there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, okay, cute. So let's ruin the mood even more by now being honest about our personal growth. Okay. Let's go deep on ourselves now that we've been depressing about the world.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so what is something that you finally let go of, Jess?
Okay. I am letting go of the perfect image that I've had of some people. And I will say, I think that this is a lifelong growth thing that has taken me a long time to unpack about myself. But I have a tendency to put some people on a pedestal, whether it's like, you know, celebrities I love or people in my real life, whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, they are like so great. And like, so like, I look at it almost like when I think about people in my own life, I'm like, they're so great that like, I should be so honored to be in their lives, if that makes sense. And like, not that I shouldn't, like, I feel honored to be a part of your life. Like, of course there's like a healthy part of that, but I feel like I've realized that not all of those people are as great as maybe the pedestal I was putting them on. And I don't know if I'm getting older, honestly, I'm like, damn, life would be so much easier if I was a freaking narcissist, if we're being honest, because I'm just like, you know what I mean? I need to think more highly of myself than some of these people that I was putting on a damn pedestal, because this is crazy. Yeah, all on the surface, they're all like, oh, I'm such a good person. I'm so nice, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, are you? I don't think you are, actually. And then I would be like, maybe I'm the bad person for thinking about this about some person that everybody seems to like. And I'm like, actually, no, fuck it. I'm done with like keeping people on a pedestal. It's fine. If you want to call me a narcissist for it, is what it is.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Because why would we hold all these people up to be perfect when they're really not?
Facts. Facts.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
Thanks.
I agree with you.
What about for you? What's something you're finally letting go of?
So when someone shows you who they are the first time, don't forget it. I think that's just very important because there are people who, you know, some they might let something slip a little bit. You know what I mean? They do this one thing. You're like, oh, it's fine. Like, it was just a one-time thing. But then it shows up again in a different way. And you're like, that's weird. And you start to question it. So when someone shows you who they are the first time, believe it. Mm-hmm. Don't forget it. And know that if they show you that, that's actually how they are. Because people tend to kind of hide behind a mask when not everybody does. And then the mask starts to slip and you see things for what they actually are. And it is very eye-opening. Mm-hmm. It's happened in friendships where I've lost because this person wants to turn out to be a victim so bad and they had their mask on for so long and it started to slip. And now we're seeing that in real time, how things change. Mm-hmm. And it's not something or a friendship that I would want to be part of. So
100%.
Girl, I love when we get vulnerable, but let's bring it back up before we close out.
Yes. Okay. What is your hot take of the week? And also what's giving you the ick?
Okay. So my hot take of the week is you got to take PTO always. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Prepare the others. You know what I mean? That's what it stands for. You need to just take your PTO. I learned the hard way, but I learned that at the end of the day, if a job doesn't want you, they'll lay you off and you're going to sit back and be like, man, I wish I would have taken more PTO. And that's exactly what I did with my last job. I didn't take enough PTO. So now any chance that I get and I know that my work gets done, I know what I'm doing. Like, I'm not going to just take it to take it. Okay. Let's just be clear. I'm not saying you take PTO every single week because you need to make sure you're getting your work done. Mm-hmm. But if your work is done, don't stress yourself out over a job. Mm-hmm. Take the PTO, take the mental health breaks, do all of that. I think they're important. So that's my hot take. And I think people would agree with me on that. Yes. And then my ick right now is men. So that's it.
Yeah.
Just men.
Yeah.
Honestly, I could probably elaborate. specifically, I was going to leave it, but yeah, they just annoy me. They suck at dating. I've been continuing to go to the dating events and be outside more, and they just want to be so reserved, so bad. They don't want to approach women. They don't want to talk. And I'm like, are y'all intimidated by me? Like, I get it, but it's also so frustrating because I would like to think I'm a very nice person. Like, I feel like I'm very open and welcoming. Like, when I go to these events, I'm like, okay, like, hello, yeah. Like, I'm here to talk. And so it's so annoying. And they just give me the ick because they just want to be catered to. And then on top of that, they don't want to plan dates. They're allergic to planning dates. They cannot communicate. I say it all the time that I am carrying the conversations on my back and I am tired of it. I am tired of it. I will continue to say that because that's what's happening. And so right now they're just giving me the ick. So
what are they trying to bring to the table? Like, anything? What are they doing?
I don't know. They bring nothing. Maybe the tablecloth because I brought everything else. But I just take I'm taking a break because I'm tired. Maybe I'll try again in 20, not even maybe. I've determined that I will give it another shot in 2026. But for the rest of the year, because I'm traveling, I've got a lot of events, and most important of all, my birthday is coming up. I am not dealing with any of this in the next month and a half. Mm-hmm. So we'll try again in 2026.
I think that's a great plan. Who has time for him?
Exactly. What about you?
Okay, my hot take is similar to your PTO one. It's that you should always take off work on your birthday. Hello.
Yep.
Like, hello, why not? You don't have to have something planned.
Hello.
Just take the day because you should. Like, why wouldn't you? I'm very excited to have.
Speaking of which, did you take your, I was about to say, did you take your day off?
I have off tomorrow. I'm very excited. I'm going to go get my nails done and just like prepare for Halloween activities. I'm very excited. And then.
Ooh, what are you doing for Halloween?
So we're dressing up and I can share the costume now because we're going to have pictures before this airs, it's not a secret. So we're going as Harry and Marv from Home Alone.
It's going to be so good.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to figure out how to like put my hair up. Like, I don't think I want to put like a true bald cap on because I'll have a beanie on, but like my hair will be up in the beanie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's going to be lots of layers, and it's going to be just like fun, cozy, and we're going to make a lot of content. So stay tuned.
I'm so excited to see it. I'm so excited to see it. Are y'all going out anywhere?
Yeah, we're going to a Halloween party. So my sister-in-law is having a Halloween party, and there will be kids there, so that's good. So my niece will be with me and stuff, so it'll be fun. And it will be, I think not too late of a night too, since there will be kids there, which is nice. It'll be good.
That sounds like fun.
Yes. And then my ick is the new iPhone updates. What the hell? I literally feel like I'm learning a brand new video game. Like, I don't know if you play video games, but like when you're learning a brand new video game and you're like, okay, I don't know what gun I'm supposed to use. I don't know where I'm supposed to be going. Like, I don't know, like the little motions they do, like, and you're just like overwhelmed at the beginning and you like skipped the tutorial. So you're on your own. That's how I feel using the new iPhone updates. And I'm like, am I a boomer? What is happening? Like, first of all, and I have a list. Okay. Screenshots. Okay. I literally work in tech. Whose idea was it that we needed a whole extra step for screenshots? That's terrible user experience. Like, more steps usually is more dropout rates. Gonna piss more people off. Why did you add an extra step? I did find out based on a TikTok that you could go in and change that and remove the extra step. Done. But why is that the default? Terrible experience. Number two, the music DJ, where it like fades into the next song. Well, you're a Spotify user, so you probably don't know this. On Apple Music, they have this music DJ thing where it'll just find the optimal time to fade into the next song. Except it's never optimal, okay? It's never optimal. Turned that shit off. Okay, then the search at the bottom of the screen, which I get the rationale there. It's easier closer to your thumb for a tap target. I get it, but it overlays over the content you're trying to look at. So it's a terrible experience. Search results and messages. I always use search and messages. I don't know what that UI is, but I'm like, I don't know what I'm looking at. I cannot find the messages. And then the camera roll experience. It's just, it's too much all at once. If you had sprinkled each step along the way, this would have been better. But all at once pisses me off. And it gives me the ick.
I have heard this. I actually have not updated to the new iOS yet. So I'm very grateful that I still have it. But I'm nervous because every other person has said very similar things that they absolutely hate it. So I'm nervous now. So lovely.
Hold out as long as you can, because it's like, you're going to have to go in and find a bunch of obscure settings to make it what you like. It's terrible.
I think that's silly. I think that's absolutely silly. Going back to your point about the music DJ, so Spotify actually has Mix now, where you can tap the Mix button and it automatically does like what a DJ does. Yeah. And you can adjust it to like auto fade, or you can do your own, like you can make up your own. So there is that setting. I personally like it for spin classes, but if this one's just by default, it picks it and you don't get to change it. Yeah, that's super annoying.
So I haven't gone in to see if you could change it or not. And I will say, when I first heard about the feature, I was like, oh, that's cool. And then when I like had it going, I was like, what is happening? Like, it just sounded terrible. And I was like, I think that maybe in the future when its AI improves, maybe it'll be cool. But like, it is bad right now. I turned it off.
Yeah. I don't blame you. But yeah, these are all very valid. I've heard very similar things. So now I'm just
waiting it nervous. Out as long as you can.
100%. Like, until it forces me to update, I'm going to keep this UI as much as I can.
Love it. Okay. The tea has officially been spilled.
This is your reminder that adulthood is confusing, friendship helps, and we're all winging it.
If you want more very normal, very real girl chat, hit subscribe and send this to your person.
Bye, friends.